Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ on this Good Friday. Amen. At the end of seminary, in the last year of that schooling, everybody goes to what's called a call day service, where you are going to be called out to a place that you don't know. You actually go in, thousands of people into the chapel with their families, their wives. Everybody's nervous because you're going to get called up at a certain part of the service. They're going to say, basically, John Doe, Northern Wisconsin District, such and such church, here's your document, go. Well, Beth was a little nervous, especially about this event, because we'd been to Northern Wisconsin in our vicarage. And so for about 3 months ahead of that, she was wearing these little socks that had palm trees on them and just hoped that she might be warm in her life. And thanks be to God, when they called us up, there were actually two calls that night that had an audible response from the entire congregation of thousands of people. The first was to Duluth, Minnesota. Everybody goes, oh. The second one was to Cape Canaveral, Florida, and everybody goes, ah. But it was a very nervous sort of time because you have no idea, you're being called to go out to a place that you do not know what it is. And in the same way, God calls us as Christians, Jesus calls each of us to go out to a place that we don't know. We've never been there, namely to heaven and to the kingdom. And in fact, God calls people all the way throughout the Bible, doesn't he? Think about Abraham in Genesis chapter 12. It says, the Lord God said to Abraham, Abram, go from your country and from your kindred, and from your father's house to the land that I will show you. And by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a land which he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was to go. We see that also with Noah. God said, I'm about to destroy the whole place for the violence of the earth. Make for yourself an ark. I'm calling you to go out to a new world that I have prepared for you. And he went out by faith. Think about Israel. God called Israel out of Egypt. They'd never been out of Egypt. They were slaves there. They were called to go out to a promised land that they'd never been to, a country that they did not know. In Matthew chapter 4, Jesus meets Simon, Peter, and Andrew. They're fishing. Jesus comes up to them and says, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. They left everything and followed him. He went over to a man named Levi at the tax office, and he says, follow me. And he got up and he left everything, and he followed him. They were called to go out to places, to a life, and ultimately to a kingdom that they did not know, had never seen, had never experienced. And in the same way, God has called us to go out to a land that we've never seen, to a country that we've never been to. And as with the call day service, or with any move that we make in life, can be nervous. Can be kind of an anxious thing to go out somewhere where you've never been to before. What I'd like to talk with you about tonight is, what kind of confidence can you have when you're going out to a place in a kingdom you've never seen but you've just heard of? And even when Jesus says, that country lies through a gate called death. Who wants to go through death to get to a new country? Well, that's a big transition tension right there, I would say. But nevertheless, where can we find confidence? We can find confidence from the one who is with us, the one who has gone before us, the one who has prepared for us that city. So I want to ask you a question today as we think about the road of Jesus to the cross. What kind of a guide is he for you? Can we consider how well he knows the way that you should take? Well, first off, we can think about our guide in this way. He knew where he was from. Jesus here, he says in John chapter 8, speaking to the Pharisees, I'm the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees then said to him, you're bearing witness to yourself. Your testimony is not true. Jesus answered, even if I do bear witness to myself, my testimony is true. Watch this, for I know where I've come from, and I know where I'm going. You do not know where I come from or where I'm going. Isn't that beautiful? You ever been lost somewhere? someone comes along and he says, I know where I've been, I know where I am, and I know where I'm going. And that's the kind of God you have in Jesus. Where was Jesus from? Remember that prophecy from Micah? But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me a ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from days of eternity. Where is Jesus from? Eternity! Isn't that cool? When you are going to be asked to cross the threshold of death to a new land, that your guide and leader is from eternity? He also says here, I glorify thee on earth, Father, having accomplished the work which you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world was made. Where's Jesus from? Heaven, right? Shakespeare said, death is that undiscovered country from whose bourne no traveler e'er returns. Guess what, friends? My guide and yours is from there. It's his home. He told the Jews, he said, I know God, and I come from him, and he sent me. And he says again in John 8, you are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I'm not of this world. If you think that's beautiful, say amen. Amen. Because your guide is from the place to which he intends to take you. Therefore, he knows the way. I grew up in Connecticut. Now, around here, all the roads are straight. You know where you're going. In Connecticut, I lived on Valley Road. In other words, hills, valleys, everything turned this way and that. It was old wagon trails. If they came to an oak tree, they made a big turn around it. They didn't take the oak tree out. So when people were trying to find my house and none of the roads were marked, way back in the woods and the hills and this way and that, nobody could find me. Unless I was with them and leading them, because I knew the place. I lived there. And in the same way, your Jesus, our Savior, knows the way to the country to which you are bound. So even if you don't know where you're going, you only have inklings of it and glimpses in Scripture, you don't have to worry, because it's his home. You're from below, I'm from above, and I've come to take you to my place above. He knows where he's from. Another great thing about your shepherd and guide is that he knows also, he knew where he was going in his life. Think about how confident he was. I was in England one time in the Lake District in the northern part of England, and a bunch of us guys from class decided it'd be fun to climb the mountain. We did. Good, strong men, you know. Well, we get up there, cloud comes and overcomes the mountain. Total dense fog. We had no idea where we were from, where we were, or where we were going. All of a sudden, though, in the mist, sweeping across that great green hill, high up in the altitudes, we saw a figure of a man, and actually several. We went over, oh my goodness, it's real people, it's not a ghost. They knew where they were from, they knew where they were, they knew where they were going. And they had a map, and they were able to say, that's the way. Isn't that beautiful? Jesus knew not only where he was from, but where he was going. And he said to his disciples, let not your hearts be troubled, don't let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I go away, and I'll come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I go to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And again, I came from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I'm leaving the world and going to the Father. Isn't that beautiful? When you think of death, your own death, or the death of a loved one, what do you usually feel? Terror, right? I've never been there before. It's scary. I'd rather live where I see things and I know how things operate here. And so we recoil from death. The disciples did the same. They were sad. Jesus says, I'm going away. They're like, don't go away. That's sad. Jesus says, basically, if you knew where I'm going, you would have rejoiced. Because I know that country. I'm from there. I know what that place is like. And I'm going to the Father. And that's the kind of confidence you can have when you're in Jesus Christ. Don't worry. Even if you haven't seen it, even if you don't know all about it, even if you haven't experienced it or been there, he says, you would rejoice if you knew where you're going. I know that place. That's my home. I've been there from forever. I'm taking you there. Relax. Don't be afraid. Don't let your hearts faint. I'm with you as your guide. Another cool thing about Jesus is he knew his way through life more than any other man. Not only where he's from, where he's going, but he knew his way through this world more certain than any other man ever knew his way. Jesus knew his times and his places. Remember at the very beginning of his ministry, the mother of Jesus comes along, they're at a wedding feast. Son, the wine has failed, what are we going to do? Right? Woman, he says, what have you to do with me? My hour has not yet come. He knew his hour. He knew his times. And yet in grace, he makes the water into wine, his first miracle, praise God. But he knows his time. Think of these other verses from Scripture. He said to his disciples, let us go now to the next towns that I may preach there also, for this is why I came out. And Mark 4, on that day when evening came, he said to them, let us go across to the other side of the sea. John chapter 11, let us go into Judea again. Matthew 26, rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Do you see how confident your Lord is, your guide is? When he's leading you through life, he's invisibly with you, but he's with you. And he has such certainty through his own life and through yours. He says, now we're going to go here. Now it's time for that. Now we're doing this. You can have confidence. What a great guide. He knows where he's going. And he knew also where he was going after his death. It says Jesus was going, during his life, Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, we read. And he took the 12 disciples aside, and on the way he said to them, behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death, and deliver him to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he'll be raised on the third day. Now, wouldn't you love to know your life in that great particular? Of course, you wouldn't want to know that you're going to be scorned, mocked, beaten, and killed. But he knew every detail of it. Just we read, Kevin read Isaiah 52 and 53, which spoke precisely of what he would fulfill. That he'd be despised, rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Yet surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. Upon him was the punishment that made us whole, and with his stripes we're healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He knew his direction. He set his face to go to Jerusalem, and he did all that for you because he loved you and wanted you to be saved and have eternal life. Isn't it great to have a guide like this? I know where I'm from. I know where I'm going. I know my way through life, and even when it's hard, I'm going to go straight through what is difficult for the salvation of my people. Because that's why I came, for this purpose, for this mission. I was sent into this world, and he did it because he loves you that much, even that much. And he says, I go away to his disciples, and you will seek me, he said to the people, and you will seek me and die in your sin. Where I'm going, you cannot come. Think about that verse. He said to the Jews, where I'm going above, you can't come. That's impossible. Why? No sinner who doesn't have his sins forgiven can ever enter into the threshold of this heavenly country to which he's called you. But then he says, I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he. How does a person get saved? Through faith in Jesus Christ, unless you believe. And to those who believe, even Jesus said to Peter, he said, little children, yet a little while I'm with you. You'll seek me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you disciples, where I'm going, you cannot come. They could not come until he went to the cross. Peter says, Lord, where are you going? Why can I not follow you now? Jesus says, where I'm going, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow afterward. Isn't that beautiful? He knows the times of your life. You shall follow afterward, because first I must go and die for your sins, to reconcile you to God, to pour out my lifeblood that you may be cleansed and be a forgiven, redeemed, saved person. And then, And then afterward, after that, you shall be fit to follow me. And I'll take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. Do you know that Jesus, our guide, if you want confidence tonight, has opened the kingdom of heaven to you? He swung the doors wide open through his cross. By his death, he's destroyed death. By his rising to life again, he's brought us life. Christ died for sins once for all, says Peter. The righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God. Why did Christ come? Answer, to bring us to God. Say that with me. To bring us to God. That was his mission. He sought, and which he fulfilled. Therefore, do not fear. Your guide is great. And he knew exactly where he was going after death to. His journey didn't end there at the cross. Jesus' disciples were afraid and sad. He says to them, a little while, and you'll see me no more. Again a little while, and you will see me. They're like, what? What kind of comment is that? Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him about this. They were perplexed. He says, truly, is this what you're asking yourself? What I meant by saying these things? Truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You'll be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn to joy. Think about a woman in travail. She has sorrow when she's giving birth, but when she delivers the child, she no longer remembers the sorrow for joy that a child is born into the world. So you have sorrow now, but I'll see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Isn't that beautiful? This is your guide. This is what he says to you too. He says, I will see you again. I will turn your sorrow into joy. And he's done that for us through his cross and his resurrection, which he prophesied. And he said, for this reason the Father loves me. I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This charge I received from my Father. Do you realize tonight that your guide, your shepherd, through life and through death, has power over death, has power over life, and he gives eternal life to all who come to him. What a great encouragement you have tonight. He says, I came from the Father and have come into the world, and again, I'm leaving the world and going to the Father, and guess what? I'll see you again. Well, how does this affect us then, this word? Well, life can be scary. Death is especially scary to us. We've never been there. It is that undiscovered country from whose born no traveler ever returns, but Jesus has returned. And you also know that life is scary. Because why? You don't see the way before you. You can't know everything. Jesus knew everything that's going to happen to him. We don't. We can't see that far. We don't know what's going to happen to us tomorrow or the next day. How can you have confidence then? You know how? Because of the one who's with you. He sees. And that's really all you need to know. Whether you're facing life, struggles, good things, or death itself. All you really need to know is he's with you. And he knows. And he can see. Put your trust in him. Put your hand in his hand. For he's promised to be your pilot, to be your shepherd. I'm the good shepherd, he says. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He calls them by name. He knows your name. He goes before them and leads them out, and they follow him. I'm the light of the world. He says, my sheep hear my voice, and I give them eternal life. And he'll never leave them nor forsake them. And another cool thing is in your life, he goes before you. Now that he's raised from the dead, he walks in front of you. Isn't that a cool thing? That he calls you by name, you hear his voice, and he says, I'll lead you through life. I will be your shepherd. When he's brought all his own, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for he knows their voice. Jesus, when he's going to Jerusalem, it says he was walking ahead of them, Mark 10:32. They're all just following like sheep. Oh, where are we going? Jesus, don't go to Jerusalem. Oh, this is terrible. Don't worry. I'm the shepherd. Take care of you. Relax. Right? And then, for you will not go out in haste. You shall not go out in flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. You feel like that in your life? Say amen. Amen. I hope you do. I don't always feel that great, but you know what? We should, because God is our rear guard and ahead of us. He's prepared the way, even the works before you that he wants you to walk in. He says, watch this. And you just walk right into him. You don't see them, but he walks you right into them, prepares the opportunities. He is your shepherd, friends. He's your guide. He is with you, and he loves you, and he's going to be faithful to you. And he knows the way of your going through this life. You ever feel like Job? He says, "Behold, I go forward, but he's not there. Backward, I can't perceive him. On the left hand, I seek him, but I can't behold him. I turn to the right hand, I can't see him." Sometimes we feel like that, a God who hides himself. Where are you, God? Are you with me? But then he has this word, "But he knows the way that I take. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Can you say that tonight? When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold. He knows the way that I take through this life. He knows everything about you, every hair in your head, every last piece of you, every last thought. He loves you. He says also, "Behold, now I'm going to him who sent me. Nevertheless, I tell you, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him to you." Your guide in heaven has sent you his own spirit to live inside of your heart. And your teacher shall no longer hide his face anymore. And your eyes shall see your teacher. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way. Walk in it," when you turn to the right hand or to the left. Do you know the Spirit does that for us when we're walking in Jesus? The Spirit inside of you says, when you're considering, "Should I go here? Should I go there, Lord? What do? I can't see the way." "This is the way. Walk in it. Go this way." And he leads us into those things that he wants us to walk in. Trust him for that. He knows the way that you take. Trust him. And how can I be guaranteed that I'm going to get through death all the way to that heavenly country? Because frankly, when I think of myself, I don't have the power to do it. Even if I hear his word and try to follow him and all these things, how am I going to get through there, God? How am I going to get through that gate of death, that great river, that great drowning river, all the way to your kingdom? You know how you get there? Because your guide promises to carry you there himself. He says, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. For if it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. And I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I will take you to myself." Jesus himself will lift you up by his power and strength and carry you personally across the threshold of death into heaven. So when you face death, say, "Death, why are you looking so grave today? My Lord has conquered you, and he will carry me home. Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way?" says Thomas. Jesus says, "Thomas and disciples, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." But I'll tell you, by him, by Jesus, you have a perfect way open for you into heaven. So that Paul can say at the end of his life, that time of his departure has come, which means that word, basically, time for casting off the moorings and setting sail. "For henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." So how confident can you be in life and in death? Easy answer. Just ask yourself, how confident was he? How much does he know the way? And how faithful is he? We can be thankful that though we may not see the way, never have seen that heavenly country, but we know him who is the way, the truth, and the life. And that, friends, is enough. He will take us there by his power. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.